Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts is about done digging out from the blizzard of 2010, which hit Boston and coastal areas the hardest. A day later, more than 9,000 customers in eastern Mass remain without power this morning. A few dozen residents of some coastal communities are still in shelters, unable to return home yet because of flooding. Travelers are still struggling with planes, trains, and automobiles. And WBUR's Deborah Becker has this recap.
Yes, it is December in New England, but this blizzard starting the day after Christmas created chaos, especially for holiday travelers, many of whom are still stuck. As for planes, Logan Airport never closed during the storm, but very few flights got in or out. Travelers and airlines tried and continue to try to put together the puzzle of rebooking flights and passengers. Sammy Yenigan missed his flight home to Washington, D.C. Sunday morning, and yesterday came up with what he hopes is a way to get to work on time today.
Right now I'm waiting for a bus to take me to Manchester, and then I'm getting on a flight from Manchester to go to Philly, transferring from Philly to go to Baltimore, and then getting on a train from Baltimore to D.C.
Logan Airport officials say it'll take a few days before operations there are back to normal. As for trains, they weren't really an option either. Amtrak service was shut down between Boston and New York Sunday night. Service was gradually restored starting yesterday morning. And as for automobiles, the highways were in decent shape by about noontime yesterday, right when the blizzard warning was lifted. One thing that helped was Governor DeVos Patrick declaring a state of emergency early Sunday, telling non-essential workers to stay home and coordinating all state agencies to deal with this storm.
And there has been that coordination. People were very well prepared, and the forecast turns out to have been accurate this time.
State highway officials used thousands of pieces of equipment to keep the roads clear, and it helped that students weren't in school and many people had already taken the day off for the holidays. Coastal flooding prompted what might be the most dramatic story from this storm in Scituate. It was one of six communities that opened shelters for residents. Many residents had to be evacuated, and Scituate Deputy Fire Chief John Murphy says because of flooding, firefighters had to use a boat to rescue some residents.
We had a lot more flooding than we thought we'd get. I think the winds were a lot higher than estimated, so we had in some areas we were dealing with 8 to 10 feet of water in streets. Did the best we could. A lot of evacuations, a lot of wires down.
The flooding in Scituate also prompted an electrical fire which destroyed two homes. No one was hurt. Tens of thousands of people lost power during the storm, mainly because of the strong winds. Yesterday afternoon at the Blue Hills Observatory in Milton, wind gusts topped 65 miles an hour. But Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency spokesman Peter Judge says it could have been worse.
Power outages never hit six-figure numbers. We were concerned that the heavy, wet snow and strong winds would end up with some numbers like we saw with the ice storm. Sort of maxed out about 55,000.
So will the blizzard of 2010 go down in the history books? The snowfall totals recorded at Logan Airport yesterday put this blizzard in a tie for the 10th biggest storm ever to hit Boston in terms of snowfall. National Weather Service meteorologist Eleanor Talbot says that's significant.
Our records in Boston date back to 1892, so this is a very long record, so it is a pretty impressive storm that we've had.
More than 18 inches of snow was recorded at Logan, and that's about 9 inches short of what we still call the blizzard of 1978. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.